Argentia Bay. Excerpts. Herman Wook. 1. Argentia Bay. Grey peace pervaded the wilderness-ringed Argentia Bay in Newfoundland, where American ships anchored to await the arrival of Winston Churchill. Haze and mist blended all into grey. Grey water, grey sky, grey air, grey hills with a tint of green. Sailors and officers went about their chores as usual on these ships, amid pipings and loudspeaker squawks. But a primeval hush lay heavy in Argentia Bay, just outside the range of the normal ship's noises. At 9 o'clock, 3 grey destroyers steamed into view, ahead of a battleship camouflaged in swirls of colour like snakeskin. This was HMS Prince of Wales, bigger than any other ship in sight, bearing the guns that had hit the Bismarck. As it steamed past the Augusta, a brass band on its decks shattered the hush with the Star-Spangled Banner. Quiet fell. The band on the quarterdeck of the Augusta struck up, God Save the King. Tug Henry stood near the President, under the awning rigged at number one turret, with admirals, generals, and august civilians like Averell Harriman and Sumner Wells. Churchill was plain to see, not 500 yards away, in an odd blue costume, gesturing with a big cigar. The President towered over everybody, stiff on braced legs, in a big brown suit, one hand holding his hat on his heart, the other clutching the arm of his son, an Air Corps officer who strongly resembled him. Roosevelt's large pink face was self-consciously grave. God Save the King ended. The President's face relaxed. Well, I've never heard My Country 'Tis of Thee played better. The men around him laughed politely at the presidential joke, and Roosevelt laughed too. The squeal of bosun's pipes broke up the dress parade on the cruiser's deck.